This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As I said a minute ago, the Federal Reserve has wrapped up day one of a two-day confab on the state of this economy. Notice I did not say they are meeting on interest rates because they are not going to raise them. That's about as sure a thing in this economy as you can come up with right now. But Chair Powell's every syllable will be scrutinized for what he and the gang might be thinking about inflation. Also, with the American Rescue Plan, now law, there will probably also be talk of some of the crisis-fighting programs the Fed rolled out almost a year ago now when we weren't quite sure what other kinds of relief might be coming. The Federal Reserve's municipal bond-buying program was one of those tools. Only the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority and the famously cash-strapped and near-junk bond status state of Illinois were borrowers. Susana Mendoza took over as controller at the height of Illinois' budget crisis back in 2016.
For us, borrowing from the Federal Reserve was actually the best rate that we could have possibly gotten. If we had gone to the market because of our poor credit right now, we would have gotten significantly higher rates. So it was a good deal for us. We took advantage of it, and I'm thankful that it was there.
Since you mentioned rates, and I don't want to climb on the inflation bandwagon here because it's still very much in doubt, but how worried are you about all the pent-up demand and all the consumer money that's going to come climbing into this economy once we hopefully get through the end of this thing? And now with the federal relief that's out there, is inflation and some kind of crunch along those lines a thing that you're worrying about?
Well, I feel that so far we have already said, and I have just keep saying this over and over, that we do not see this stimulus money or this relief money as a windfall for Illinois. I'm telling everyone who will listen that, you know, don't get excited about this money coming into Illinois, especially the legislature. As you know, sometimes the legislature hears that there's new money and they already have many ideas of how they'd like to spend it. But that money is essentially spoken for. It will be put towards paying back our borrowing. And the most important thing to keep in mind here is that when we talk about these new dollars coming in to Illinois, we're not getting all of that $7.5 billion in one hit.
We should say this is money from the American Rescue Plan that the president just signed.
Yeah, that's right. And so Illinois is supposed to get about $7.5 billion. We're going to see about $3.75 billion come in within the next 60 days. And then the other half of that will not come in until next year towards the end of the fiscal year. So, you know, again, this is not Christmas, right? Your mom and dad aren't sending us a check for our birthday. We have a very targeted, responsible approach to how we're going to spend this. I believe we're making all the right moves. And hopefully, as vaccinations continue to move in the right direction, we can get people back to work. Hopefully, conventions can come back into Illinois here, which are a huge part of our economy. And that will all be instrumental in injecting some vitality into our finances as well.
As we know, Chicago in the spring and fall is lovely. I don't know about summer and winter, but
it is the best city in the world.
That's a whole different deal. Look, I got one more question for you. Let me get out of sort of the Illinois mindset here, if I could. I want you to think big picture for me. You have been deep in the thickets of extremely partisan budget battles in your state for 5-ish years now, right? I wonder what you make of the national partisanship over this economy right now. As you know, back in the thicket of the crisis in March and April of last year, a lot of Democrats voted for relief plans, and now we have Republicans to a person saying, no, they're not gonna. And I wonder what you make of our fiscal future with those as the ground rules.
You know, I think it's just so disappointing. And this should not be a partisan issue, helping blue states and red states and purple states. I mean, I don't know at what point we forgot that this is the United States of America. And all of us, every single nook and cranny that you will find in this country has been impacted by COVID-19, and we just want to help them. And so it's unfortunate that this partisanship continues, but all I can tell you is we can't control what happens in Washington, but we can certainly control what happens here in Illinois, and we're doing the best we can to help everyone, regardless of where they fall on the political spectrum.
Susana Mendoza is the controller of the great state of Illinois. Ms. Mendoza, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.